Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sal Capaccio is with us, Bill's sideline reporter for WGR in Kansas City this morning. What a wild weekend in the NFL, Sal. I mean, every game decided on the final play, including the Bills game. What was it like being on the sidelines last night?
Well, it was the greatest game I've ever been a part of and probably have ever witnessed live, to be quite honest. That said, obviously it came with a really, really awful, sad, disappointing ending for Bills fans. And that part of it was tough to stomach, you know, after the game. And Bills fans in the stadium, players, coaches, the Bills, they were 13 seconds away from hosting the AFC Championship game next weekend in Orchard Park, and obviously the Chiefs came down and kicked the field goal and then won it in overtime. It was pretty incredible, though, the game itself.
Unbelievable, Sal. I think the thing that I kept going back to and was thinking of, you know, well after the game last night was for, I think especially for fans my age. So I don't remember the Kelly years and the Super Bowl era. So for, you know, someone in my age range, the 30-something, we spent years, Sal, I mean years and years and years watching the Bills and just hoping one day that they would have a player like Josh Allen to be able to do the things he did last night. I mean, those last three drives, I mean, it was incredible watching him score the football at the end of the game. And I'm thinking, like, this is what we've always wanted. This is what we watch other teams do. And at the end of the day, it just still wasn't quite enough to get it done. Like, having that realization, like, we arrived here, and we're still out. I mean, it was just infuriating.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame you. But that's sports, you know, it takes a team to win. And the game went back and forth, and the other team has a really good quarterback, too. They have a great one, and Patrick Mahomes, and Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce, and those are all great players. And I hear you. I mean, I just kept thinking last night that this, like, was this their chance? Was this their best chance they'll ever have? I don't know. We don't know that. Are we going to be sitting here in 5 years saying, boy, you remember that 2021 season? They had it right in their fingertips and they couldn't do it. And they haven't gone to a Super Bowl. You think back to 1980s Chargers teams with Dan Fouts, who kept getting there and never even went to a Super Bowl. You think about even Kansas City teams back in the 90s who kept running into the Bills and they couldn't get to a Super Bowl, and then their window finally closed. Now, I don't think so. I think the Bills still will have plenty of opportunities with Josh Allen, but I don't know if any of them will present themselves as well as this one did here. And you got to start back over again, and that's what hurts.
Overtime rules, Sal. A lot of people are saying the Bills should have had a shot. Is that even
sure?
Are they talking about changing that?
They've been talking about changing it for years, but they already did change it. I mean, this is the rule. I mean, I understand anybody who says, and I'm one that says, I can't believe that, you know, you go back a few years, Kansas City lost when Mahomes couldn't get it because Brady went down and he scored. You know, this has been something that's gone on for years in the NFL, but this is the rule right now. So, you know, the Bills could have had their shot if they would have stopped him, just held him to a field goal. Then Josh Allen would have had the ball. If the coin goes the other way, it's Josh Allen's ball, and I understand the frustration that people say it comes down to a coin flip. It doesn't really. You have to stop them still. You have a chance. There's always talk about that, Susan, about changing it, but they've already changed it a couple times, and this is the rule, and that's what you have to live with.
Those 13 seconds, Sal. I mean, I am far from qualified to coach the team, but what could have been done differently? You know, a lot of people mentioning squib kick or, you know, I think just maybe a returnable kick. And then, I don't know, on defense, what happened there in that last drive in regulation?
So it's a great debate. I said the same thing. You know, I actually went to Jay Feely on the sidelines, who was who's a kicker, former kicker, and he was, you know, the special teams kind of broadcaster last night. And I said, do you kick this one? Do you squib it? And he said, no, kick it through the end zone. Just let your defense play. That's what he said. So I would have. I would have just, you know, pooched it up in the air, make them return the ball. But I also don't think it's like there's some huge mistake they made. The decision was, instead of allowing, look at all that speed they have. What if they have a trick play? What if they do something and all of a sudden they have this huge return and they score? Remember, they just had that punt return not too long before that against them. So Sean McDermott said, look, I have the number one defense in the league. Sure, I mean, they have Patrick Mahomes. I'll give them the ball at the 25-yard line with 13 seconds left. I'll bet on my defense. I don't think that's a horrible decision. I just think that they didn't play it well. After that, that's where I have more of the issue. They were so soft in their coverage, and they just allowed the Chiefs to have two big plays down the field. I mean, they gave Travis Kelce a free release, meaning just let him off the line of scrimmage. And then on top of that, there was no inside help. He just went down the middle of the field and looked like Levi Wallace was kind of in guarding the sidelines maybe. I mean, they had a timeout. You didn't have to guard the sidelines. So I don't know. I have to go back and look. Sean McDermott didn't want to get into specifics, but I definitely think there were things they could have done differently.
It was almost like they were trying to prevent a touchdown. You know, is that prevent
right.
defense? When you don't have to do that, you just have to prevent them from getting like 40 yards.
Agreed. And but first play went 19 yards, and even then, you know, if when you get that big chunk, like, geez, now you only need like 15 more, and the next one goes for 25. Talk on the sidelines. I heard someone say they need to get to the 40 to have a legitimate shot. Well, they got to the 30. I mean, that was not good defense. However you want to slice it, and Sean McDermott chalked it up to execution. But we don't know exactly what the plan was. If someone made a mistake, if that was what their plan was, we're not sure.
And where do they go from here?
All you can do is try and start over again, right? You put everything into this season and it didn't work out. You go back, you evaluate, you say, where do we have to get better? I mean, you know, this is the same spot it ended last year, and everything was geared towards beating the Chiefs and building a team to beat the Chiefs. And they scored 36 points, and they should have beat the Chiefs, quite frankly. So where do they go from here is you try it again. In whatever way you can, you try it again.
How much of this team can be brought back? I mean, I feel like it's in large part almost the same team that lost in Kansas City last year was brought back this year. Is that going to be the case next year? Because, Sal, I think they probably would if they could, right? I mean, bring back almost everybody. It was still a good team.
Of course, and they have a good team. They were within a couple plays here there of being the number one seed and hosting the championship game. You know, it's sports. It doesn't work out all the time. They have most of their players are under contract for next year, especially all the young core players that they have. There's a few decisions on guys that have, you know, bigger contract numbers, like Cole Beasley. After everything that happened this year, you wonder, like, where's that going to go? Star Lotulelei. Those are players that I would question that would be here next year. But, you know, you still have Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs and Gabriel Davis, all those guys. So, you know, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, Matt Milano, Tremaine Edmonds, they're all still under contract and they're going to be here.
Free agency, any big names there to worry about?
No, I think Isaiah McKenzie is going to be a free agent. You have a couple other guys that, you know, could be under, like a Saran Neal on defense, who's a special teams player. But those are things that, you know, we'll dig into here in the next few weeks and see where they go.
Sal, thank you for helping us sort through it in the next day. That's Sal Capaccio, who was on the sideline for last night's heartbreaker in Kansas City.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.